it was always something I wanted to do from the very get-go.
Okay.
Very determined in that. And I knew it was going to be easy, so I just always worked. Just always worked for what I wanted.
This is Something from Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. I'm Justin Lewis. This week's guest defines herself as
Oil painter, artist, and I teach at the Paducah School of Art and Design. I'm the painting instructor there.
Tanya Gadbolnitsky talked with me about her early interest in becoming an artist, what motivated her to go deeper in her painting, and the different art series that have developed as a result of that maturity as an artist. Oh, and that work ethic she mentioned at the top of the show? The inspiration for that state of mind is revealed as well. Be sure and stay tuned until the end when Tanya describes her favorite personal paintings. I met Tanya in her studio, which is set up in a spare bedroom. To the left are a number of paintings of faces hanging on the wall. On the right was a bed, but it was used more as a table for supplies. Some stacked paintings were up against a chest of drawers across the room. Her paint was on a desk on the far wall next to the easel that held her current project, a portrait. The room, without a doubt, had the feel of a painter's studio. Tanya's desire to be an artist started when she was just a kid.
So I started off drawing cartoons, a lot of Tasmanian Devil. He was my favorite cartoon to draw. Plus, he was my mom's favorite character, and so I'd always draw him and other characters. I used to get comic books, and I would I would observe the comic book and draw that exact image, like not over tracing it, but like just side by side and trying to copy it. So I learned from a very early age the power of observation and really using my eye to draw things.
Tanya, from her youth on, has
Loved art. I loved everything about it. I loved drawing. I loved painting. It's just something I always known I wanted to do. Like I couldn't imagine doing something else.
fast forward through art school, and here we are at the early stages of her career.
When I first started painting, I painted a lot about like social issues. I painted about like economic issues, things that weren't right in the environment. I feel like a lot of surface things that I didn't know too much about. Like I was angry about certain things, but again, just like more on the surface, and I would paint about them and make these images, but I feel like there wasn't much behind it. That was when I first started getting into oil painting. And when I first got into it was, what am I going to paint about? I was like, well, I guess I'll paint about this.
But after painting subjects she was not passionate about, Tanya was ready to take things to a deeper level.
There's always this wanting to bridge the gap between my work and my viewer. And I felt like in order to do that, I needed more pow, like more emotion behind me painting. So it all started from a photo that I snapped of my grandmother.
Before she explains the painting, a little context on Tanya's grandmother.
My grandmother was such an amazing woman. She grew up on a farm. So many sisters, 11 sisters, one brother, and she went through a lot in her life and she worked really hard. And she taught me a lot of values because my mom was a single mom. So she was working like so many jobs, and my grandmother took care of me, and we were really close because of that. When she was older, her arms had all these scars on them, and just you could see the work in her arms and her hands from all these years working and trying to raise three children on her own.
As you can hear in the way Tanya talks about her grandmother, the emotional connection made her the perfect inspiration for these deeper level works she wanted to pursue. So back to that photo she snapped of her grandmother. In Tanya's words, she
Caught her in mid-yawn, and I just remember seeing that photo and how powerful that photo was of her, like this woman I've always known, because it just had this expression behind it. And she had all these wonderful colors from banging her arm because she was on blood thinners. Mm-hmm. But she had these wonderful colors and texture in her arm. And I was like, I'm going to paint this.
So she did. And went on to describe how her love of oil painting and her grandmother were a perfect match.
I found that I can catch pure expression with my brush strokes. Like I can show my brush strokes. Oil paint is fluid. You can push it around. You can get thick with it if you want to. So I just kind of like made that connection. So that was kind of day one. And so I painted her from there on of her identity and combined still life with her. And a lot of different paintings evolved from that.
She said it felt really good to make that connection and it made her want to paint more. That desire to create more is typical for her. Maybe that is why she has found herself painting such a high number of paintings in the series in her portfolio. Tanya and I talked about a couple of her painting series. First, cupcakes.
I would get these desserts from this bakery when I lived near Chicago for 2 years with my husband. And this bakery, they had these really aesthetically pleasing desserts. They would have this crafted whipped cream and these beautiful things that you could eat.
She would buy them and set them on a wood-stained table she made herself and take a picture of them. She liked the reflection they would make, but the major attraction was that
they always just reminded me of my grandmother because she loved baking, and it just reminded me of that love and warmth and home. And it's funny because I didn't realize until the Lordstown Arts Festival that me and my husband did last summer that apparently I'm known as the cupcake lady in Paducah.
It's true. That's how I once knew her, the cupcake painter. But she's currently making a name for herself with another series. I'll let her explain.
This series started from something I know my uncle. There was times where I'd really get along with him, and then other times where I was like, wow, he's a real jerk. Like, mm-hmm. I need to leave. Like, who is this guy? And he passed away, unfortunately, early. He passed away from a massive heart attack. And after the fact, the funeral, calling hours, there was all these people in line greeting us and saying how sorry they were. And came really into surprise that there was a lot of people who came up and said how wonderful of a man he was and that he helped. And that was the thing about my uncle. Like, if he didn't own a shirt, he would get you a shirt. Like, if he didn't have the money, he would somehow help you out. Mm-hmm. And it was just sad for me, like, after the fact, like, I wish I would have gotten to know him more and just seen that other side of him. Mm-hmm. That I maybe kind of ignored or didn't think was there. So that's where the series kind of comes from, is combined with my experiences of having a lot of assumptions about me. I get a lot of assumptions from people when I'm just thinking like, oh, Tanya, you look really angry, or mm-hmm. you should be happy. I'm like, I am. I'm just thinking about something. And I wanted to turn it around to like other people, because again, I was curious what other people have gone through with this.
So she used the quickest way to reach the most people. She made a call to social media.
And I said, send me a picture of your resting face. So basically no expression, it's just your thinking face, or the kind of in-between expression face. And also send me assumptions that you've gotten from people. So I actually had a lot of different photos that people sent me. So that's where the series is going and mm-hmm. coming from.
A quick note on residencies. It is simply an opportunity for artists of all types to get away from their common day-to-day environment and give a concentrated effort on a project they are interested in working on. Tanya went on to explain the experiential nature of her residency that focused on a former art professor named Najjar.
When you first walked into the residency, this front room had this huge window. So whatever you do in front of this large window, everyone can see you. So I had my back turned to everyone, and I had a photo of Najjar, of his resting face. So I had a picture of that, and I was painting him. Well, at the same time, you went down a long, narrow hallway. And in this hallway on the floor, I had scattered images of his past that one wouldn't expect that was from his past. That was kind of like a mystery. And then in the next room, he was actually there in a chair talking about his life.
To review, Tanya was
the first impression of him, painting him, and then
the hallway was the second. They gave more insight with pictures about his life.
And the third room, you could actually learn more about him and kind of go past maybe whatever assumption that you gathered about him at first.
That live experiential painting has become one of her favorites, and here's why.
That was my first time live painting, where I kind of went past the hurdle of painting in front of people, because sometimes that can be very uncomfortable and strange, because you're kind of sharing that experience with other people, and I used to get really nervous about it, and I feel like in the past, if I painted in front of someone, that painting would look different than if I painted it alone in the studio. Oh. It would look too controlled and too tight. And it would just have a different quality about it. But Najjar's painting that I painted at Air Residency, I feel like I finally broke that. And I was like, you know what? This is me. This is my painting style. that painting was more me, and it was really intense.
And to close, she shares her other favorite. As you may guess, it's about her grandmother. But it's kind of unique because
she wasn't in the painting. It was a still life representing her. It was a pile of chocolate chip cookies on a table. And there was 3 chocolate chip cookies next to that stack and a quilt in the back. And there was a reflection on this table. It was a still life painting. And that's one of my favorites because it just accurately captures her without her being in the painting.
Thanks for joining me today. Appreciate you sharing about your art.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be a part of your podcast. Thank you. Thank you.
This has been Something from Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. Each show focuses on someone who uses their unique skills and talent to create something from nothing. For more of Tanya's work, you can find her on Instagram at Tanya Gadball. She also has a website, tanyagadball.com. For more on the show and its guests, find Something from Nothing on Facebook or Instagram at Something from Nothing Podcast. Every episode is available on WKMS.org. I'm your host, Justin Lewis. Thanks for listening.